A top-ranked independent auditing firm has verified the write-off claims of K-Electric K, as the auditors observed full compliance with international standards and complete independence from the K management or board. The National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, on Thursday conducted a public hearing on K's additional write-off claims of 8.131 billion rupees. How will you satisfy that K-Electric auditors have done their work completely independently? NEPRA chairman questioned during the hearing. According to NEPRA's requirement for the verification of write-offs, the claims were audited and verified by the top-ranked independent auditing firm, AF Ferguson, a member of PwC Network. The auditors, who were present during the hearing, assured the participants that they followed rigorous procedures, including on-ground verification, customer surveys, disconnection status assessments, and photographic documentation. They emphasized full compliance with international standards and complete independence from the K management or board. Former Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi underscored that a timely and fair decision on K's write-off claims would play a vital role in expediting the privatization of power distribution companies, DISCOs. Abbasi, who in the past headed the Prime Minister's Task Force on Energy, reiterated that the unresolved write-offs continued to strain K's financial position and impact investor perception. He emphasized that the timely approval of prudent costs was critical, not only for K sustainability but also for maintaining the credibility of the broader power sector. Following the December 2024 hearing on K's write-off claims, the additional amount pertains to the unrecovered dues from chronic defaulters that were identified after the submission of earlier claims. The company said that despite rigorous recovery efforts, including disconnections and consumer engagement campaigns, the dues remained uncollected, reflecting the socioeconomic complexities in its service territory. It was highlighted that delays in processing those claims may risk undermining investor confidence and slowing the much-needed infrastructure upgrades essential for reliable power supply to Karachi. The utility requested for timely and consistent regulatory decisions to maintain financial stability and ensure operational continuity. K Chief Financial Officer Mohammed Amir Ghaziani recalled that the company had introduced refined methods for recovery post-privatization and pointed to improvements in performance as transmission and distribution, T&D, losses dropped from 38% to 15.3%, falling within NEPRA's T&D loss benchmark. Rehan Javid from the Karachi Association of Trade and Industry echoed concerns over fairness and questioned why Karachi consumers were bearing the burden of Power Holding Limited's, PHL, surcharge, despite no involvement of K in circular debt,